today's talk is, this is going to be kind of messy, but we're going to get to it. It's included in the talk. It's all about, I can't see people if I'm sitting down. So it's a talk about what we have in our, is that too loud? It's loud in my own ears. I can take out my hearing aids if you feel like it. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. So it's all about what's in your spiritual bank account this morning. And one of those things is our self-expression. And I think that we take ourselves far too seriously. I really do. And so let's start with this. I'm going to take his lead off because if it touches his butt, he kind of freaks out. He's a rescue and he was abused, evidently, by someone's lead. So let's start like this. So let's practice smiling. Everybody just smile. That's good. And then turn to someone and chuckle. Larry. There you go. There you go, because I think we don't do that often enough. And did you feel it almost immediately? When we look at each other and smile and we chuckle, our spirit is just lifted. It's weird, isn't it? And yet, I know that lately, most of us are walking, like, look at this hairdo that someone talked me into. If I didn't look in the mirror every day and kind of go, oh, God, I blame my best friend Sandy for this. And now I have to leave it for a bit until it grows out, and then we see what it looks like. Anyway, if I didn't laugh about it, I would probably never speak to her again, you know? And every time I see her, we go to a movie, she says, it's looking better, and I'm like... So, yeah, I can't get that. So anyway, so when Bill posted in your newsletter about two priests or a priest, so one of those type of stories, it reminded me of this story. So two priests die at the same time and meet St. Peter at the pearly gates. Scout. Oh, you're okay? Okay. Anyway, so two priests die at the same time, and they meet St. Peter at the pearly gates. And St. Peter says, I'd like to get you to heaven as soon as possible, but our computers are down. So you're going to have to hang out on Earth for about a week, but you can't go back as human. So what would you like? And the first priest says, oh, I've always wanted to be an eagle soaring over the Rocky Mountains. And St. Peter says, and so it is. And off flew the first priest. And the second priest said, so are you going to be watching us or anything like that? And St. Peter says, no, I told you, the computers are down. And he goes, okay. And he goes, well then, I think I'd like to be a stud like that. And St. Peter said, okay, well, so it is. And a week later, the Lord comes down and talks to St. Peter, and he says, we can bring them in now. Everything is fixed. And he goes, do you know where they are? And he says, well, the first one will be easy. He's an eagle flying over the Rocky Mountains. And the Lord says, and the second one? He says, well, that one's going to be a little bit more difficult. He's on a snow tire somewhere in Alaska. Get it? Studded snow tire. You have to be from the north, I guess, to get that joke. Snow tires up north have studs on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he's on a snow tire somewhere over in Alaska.
Right.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah, there's Mama.
Yeah, there you are. So anyway. So are both basic means of support and abundance. A spiritual bank account is a metaphor for one's spiritual well-being. It's about who we are every day and the resources that are available to us. it's a way of conceptualizing our spiritual growth and then enacting it as we go forward. And how we do that is with deposits, and we make deposits to our spiritual growth. So if you put your spiritual bank account as like your main checking account, one that you use all the time, right? Because this is the one that we're always withdrawing from, using our debit cards, still writing checks, some of us. I know I haven't graduated all the way to online. And so it pulls from other things. It pulls from that basic account. But that basic account is bolstered by savings accounts or life insurance or some kind of pension or something that goes into these accounts, right? So if you look at the four pillars of spiritual well-being, which are our financial circumstances, our spiritual practices, our relationships, and our creative self-expression. And part of my creative self-expression is I speak and I write a lot. And today's one of those days where I thought, I'm going to try to wing it more because people are telling me I read too much, because I write out 7 or 8 pages of text and then I stand up here and I read it. Well, I don't always, you know, I practice it. So I give you good eye contact, I think. I know I would probably grade myself as a B for a public speaker, for someone who teaches communication studies, but because I'm more of an academic than a public speaker and I'm more of a researcher, and so I think it's fascinating what I find, right? But I lack this part. And so the other part of my self-expression is I like making people laugh. And my niece does too, and she runs around telling the silliest jokes that you can, and I just am like, and so like, why does a duck have feathers? No one have grandchildren or little ones running around? To cover its butt crack. That's one of her favorite jokes, and she laughs hysterically. She's 54. Yeah, and so we're a lot alike that way. We do it in different ways. But anyway, so that's part of my self-expression. What is part of yours? Are you an artist? Are you like a painter, or you work with glass like a very good friend of mine here, Carol Johnson in Weaverville? Are you a writer? Do you share specific thoughts with people? Do you garden? Is part of your self-expression running or walking or shopping, right? Even shopping. What is your form of self-expression? Because that is a deposit into your own spiritual bank account. Because when we take care of ourselves and we're expressing who we are, we feel better about ourselves. And if we feel better about ourselves, then we feel better about others. And food, cooking, absolutely. You share life source with people. That's one of the great ones. An artist, we appreciate their work, you know. So many of my friends are artists, and it's like, they give me so much joy. So what is yours? And if you don't know, then try new things. Find something that you're passionate about, because that goes in, that's a deposit into that account, into that one of those like savings accounts that we're talking about today, and self-expression is one of them. And then there's financial. Are you a thrifty, saving type person, or are you a kind of a free spender? Do you get online and you go, oh, I want that, and you just click buy it, and Prime has your account saved and you're just like, you get it the next day? Or do you save your money and kind of hoard it and look for sales and, you know, and you kind of hang on to it? Well, you know, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to share it with anybody, but just recognize it for yourself, because there's no amount of money you can save that's going to give you a quality of life. It might make it a little easier over time, but it's not going to keep you from, like, life insurance is not going to save you from dying, right? And so just keep that in mind. How are you spending your money? You can be frugal and at the same time generous, right? You can buy other people lunches or dinners or breakfasts or coffee, or you can allow someone to do that, give that same gift to you, because when we give it away, we get it back. And so think about how you are with money, because that goes into your spiritual bank account. In spiritual centers, we tithe, kind of the old New Testament law, or is it the Old Testament law? Old Testament law. Tithing is Old Testament. And so, sorry about that, my ministerial training kind of went out the window for a minute. And so it's what we do. We give to the center so that we can have places like this, right? It's not only to pay salaries or to pay people like me, but it's to pay for cleaning the floors when we bring our dogs, and it's to pay for the water that people drink, and it's to pay to keep the lights on. That's important. The more we give to our spiritual centers in terms of our financial stability, the more stable we are as well as our spiritual center. That's just a key moment in our lives as we're growing spiritually. And then we have relationships. Have you ever heard this? We treat our friends better than we do our partners. We do that because we're not as invested in our friends. We love our friends. They know everything about us. But our life partners are the ones we share everything with. And it's easier to snap at them than we would a friend for the very same reason, right? If your friend doesn't put your coffee cup in the sink, you're not going to say, put the coffee cup in the sink, right? You just kind of go and you take it and rinse it out and put it in the dishwasher. But if your life partner doesn't put it in the sink after 5 or 10 years, you know.
Hell yeah.
You know. So try. And how do you treat yourself with that as well? And so your relationship with yourself reflects your relationship with others. So treat yourself well. If you don't want to put it in the sink, don't do it. You can do it in the morning, right? It's hard to leave dirt. For me, to leave a dirty dish longer than a couple hours, and I really work at it. But I do that because sometimes it just doesn't matter. And I would rather read than get up and do the dishes. And so have compassion. Have compassion for yourself. Have compassion for someone else, because maybe they just don't, it's not important to them. And maybe something else is more important. And same thing with our friends and people we don't know. We have relationships with everyone we interact with. In communication studies and interpersonal comm, I tell the students, if you are feeling a little paranoid and that people are watching you, they are. You have every right to feel like people are staring at you, because they are. People are staring at us the same way we look at them. Every time you get out of the car at Ingles and someone else is in the parking lot, they look over at you and they go, oh, that's a pretty kind of turquoise blue she's wearing. And then they go, or they look at you and say, oh my God, look at that hair. Or I can't believe she's wearing orange and pink like that, right? Whatever it is, we never hear it, but we know that people are doing that because we do that, right? We do that. And so all of our relationships go back to that smile and that gaze. When we look at someone and smile in a store and just say, good morning, good afternoon, or hey, doesn't matter, because that can change someone's world literally, because it lifts us up as well. So relationships, and then it's your spiritual practices. Do you only come here on Sunday once every week or once every 2 weeks? Do you meditate at home? Do you read spiritual books or things that motivate you? Those are the kind of things that you want. Do you meditate? Years ago, before, when I was first starting my practitioner training at CSL Asheville, August Gold came to to talk, and she's some big New York inspirational writer and workshop facilitator. And so she was doing this workshop at CSLA, and I'm sitting there, and she says, "Well, so let's talk about money. And who's got a problem with money?" And I didn't say anything, and no one said anything. Who wants to admit you've got a problem with money? Even though a lot of us have struggling at different times, we don't admit it because somehow we're too spiritual to have money problems. Or somehow it's shameful in our culture, right? Poor people are not good people. We know that's not true. And so August Gold is talking, and my friend is sitting there, and I'd been struggling for a bit financially, and she kept looking at me going like this, you know, volunteer. And I just kept shaking my head. And then pretty soon, I don't know if any of you know Breezy Brisdale, but she goes, she's got it. And August Gold turned to me and she said, "Okay, we've got a volunteer." I was like, "I'm going to just kill you." So August Gold worked with me that day, and she goes, do you read things? And I was like, "Yes, so I'm reading Science of Mind." And she goes, "And do you write about what you've read?" And I said, "Sometimes." And she's, "And do you meditate about what you've written and read?" And I was like, "No." And that started me on that journey of reading, writing, and meditating for equal times. And it could, if you only have 15 minutes in the morning, then 5 minutes of reading, 5 minutes of writing, 5 minutes of meditation. And that's pretty much how I started. I would read a couple pages, I would write a few lines about it, and then I would sit and contemplate it. And eventually it just grew and grew and grew. Read, write, and meditate. If you do not have a spiritual practice that you're consistent in, try that. It works. It works. And if you do, share it with others. Maybe someone could benefit from your experience. Right? And so those are the four: self-expression, relationships, financial, and spiritual practice. So let me tell you another story. So an inexperienced, because I think we take ourselves too seriously, because spirituality is a serious business, right? We're supposed to make you grow and be introspective, and I'm like, I'm kind of over that right now. Maybe it's because it's summertime and we've all survived the hurricane and we're all coming out on the other side. I don't know. Maybe because politics have gotten us down and all those sound bites and all those red herring topics just like make us angry and get us down. You know, we're thinking about temper tantrums over here when we should be really thinking about our spiritual community and our friends and family and people we know that are in hospitals or suffering somehow. We should still be thinking about rebuilding after the hurricane. And yet we're so focused over here because of all these sound bites, right? Those things matter. But what really matters is how we step forward in life, because that's what changes the world. So your spiritual bank account, the level at which it's at, is what's important. And if any of those four pillars are out of whack, if you're good financially, you're good physically, you have a strong relationship, but you don't have a spiritual practice, you're kind of running along and you're bumping along like that, right? And you can feel it. So when you're looking at your own life, where are you out of balance? Are you sturdy like this? I almost expected the table to be off balance. I was like, whoa! Are you sturdy like the table with four legs keeping you balanced? Or is something a little off? That's where you need to work. And if it's your spiritual practices, which can be the easiest to kind of let slide, then get back to work and balance your life out. So another story. So an inexperienced minister, was asked to hold a graveside burial for a pauper, for an indigent man at a pauper cemetery. And he, you know, he didn't have any family or friends, and so he was asked just to go do a quick service over this man before he was buried. And the priest wasn't familiar with the city, and he got lost several times on the way, and so he was about an hour late. And when he got there, you know, the casket was already in the hole, and it had already been sealed. And, you know, the backhoe was over there, and the workmen were over here having lunch. And he just went right up to the gravesite, and he gave this impassioned sermon, and, you know, lifted this person's spirit high. And as he felt good about himself, because he was feeling really bad for being late. And as he walked back to his car, he heard one of the workmen say, "You know, I've been digging septic tanks for 20 years, and I never heard anything like that." The thing is that we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, every one of us. And if we can forgive ourselves for some of those things that just don't matter, does it matter that he missed that person's ceremony? Not really. It really doesn't, because his intent was there, and wherever that person was laying was lifted. That soul was lifted. So forgive yourself. Treat yourself well. That's your spiritual bank account. And know, just know, that all of those four things have to do with how we treat each other. So here's the thing that take away from our spiritual bank account: negative emotions, judgment, things that we're holding on to, stress, anxiety, grief, anger, anxiety, especially in our culture right now. What's going to happen with this, and what's going to happen with that, and there's this going on in the South, and this going on over here, and there's raging fires running across New Mexico, my chosen home state. And it's just kind of like there's just so much information out there. That stuff reduces our account. Negative actions and behaviors, snapping at someone, right? Pulling out in front of someone, flipping someone off like my friend because of my hair, gossiping, complaining, those kind of things. Those harm ourselves more than they do other people. All it does is create a fake sense of familiarity with someone else. It can create a bond, but if you create a bond through gossip and negative comments, that person or you more than likely will turn on each other at some point if you have a habit of doing that. And so right now, I encourage people, do not criticize our politicians, and don't name call them, right? A friend of mine did the other day. They just went, blah, 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 is an idiot. And I was like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't bring yourself down, and don't do that to yourself, because it means nothing, right? It means nothing. Do not name call our politicians because you're angry with them. If you're really that angry, then write a letter or make a phone call or go to an organizing meeting. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. Do what you need to do, but do not do those things, because it seriously affects you in a negative way, and it affects the people around you as well. And then times of hardship and difficulty take a drain on our spiritual bank account as well. Illness, lack of sleep, someone dies, a fight with a friend, all of those things, life circumstances, draw heavily on our spiritual bank account. So remember to feed the four accounts under the main one: your spiritual practice, your financial stability. What was the others? I'm going to keep saying them. What? Relationships and Oh, this is a bad class. Scout. Scout knows, but he's waiting. He's being such a good boy. Okay, your spiritual practice, your financial, your relationships, and your self-expression. So let's all say self-expression and smile and look at someone and smile and chuckle. Smile and chuckle. Yeah, you're almost there. So those things. So everything I've talked about, prayer, meditation, reading, writing, meditate, be mindful with each other. Be mindful with each other. And when you're driving, be mindful of the other cars. People are driving really fast and crazy out there. I was surprised just even on my way here, and I think it's school's out, and there's a lot of new drivers on the road. Maybe that's it this year, I don't know. But I just kind of take my foot off the accelerator. I'm known to be an aggressive driver myself, so I've been practicing that because it really affects me negatively if I'm angry in my truck all the time. So now I'm cruise control, and I just go with it, and my life has been much better since. It's just one of those things. So all of those things. And then we all know this, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And I used to hate that phrase. I did. You know, people who are so grateful for everything kind of, you know, rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like, you're not clearly not being introspective enough if you're grateful about everything, and they're so happy. And now I'm kind of envious of those people because most of them aren't apathetic like I think they are. I think, you know, I always think, you're just not being open to the realistic side of life. And they are. They're just not demonstrating it all the time. They're happy people, and I've learned from them over the years. So, the concept of a spiritual bank account is about building up your spiritual resources to withstand those life circumstances that happen to us. And so it encourages and emphasizes the importance of making regular deposits through proactive actions. Proactive actions, that means consciously picking up a book and sitting down and reading it, consciously picking up a pen, consciously smiling at people in the grocery store, at the gas station, or when you're walking over to the restaurant, consciously proactive. And I would like to tell another joke. Is that okay? Okay. So this one's a bad one. This one's a groaner, I'll just warn you. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Deja.
Deja.
Knock, knock. Deja vu. It's a groaner. I told you it was a groaner. And the truth is, what we do know, see, now you're shaking your head back there. That's bad. that was bad.
No, that was good. It was so bad, it was good. Yeah,
I have a whole list of them in my head, but I will not make you suffer. And so just remember this, that love really is all there is in this world, and the rest we make up. Thank you.